What's up, world? Welcome to another edition of No Hooks, part of the Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM, also in partnership with the Real News Network. I'm Jared Ball. On the other side of the glass today is our good friend and colleague here at the Real News, Brother Dave, and over there at WEAA, it's of course DJ Mike Nice, always making sure things sound as they're supposed to. We got a chance today, you know, coming through Baltimore, a nominee for Activist of the Year, Organizer of the Year, and would have been at the top of my list for sure, Yusuf Bunchy Shakur. My man, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good, bro.
So as I was joking with you off the air, we can't have you come through Baltimore and just be hanging out and, you know, without getting you to sit down with us at least for a few minutes. For the few people listening to this who may not be aware of who you are, tell us a little bit about who is Yusuf Bunchy Shakur, and we'll start. We'll go from there. Who is Yusuf Bunchy Shakur?
I'm a native Detroiter. By the age 13, I've been kicked out of every Detroit public school I ever went to. I co-founded a gang in the city of Detroit. By the age 15, my mother had made me a ward of the state. And by the age 17, I tried to kill myself because of just the internal oppression that had become overwhelming, low self-esteem, you know, really just tired of gangbanging, of being in that life, but didn't know what to do. By the age 19, I was in prison for a crime I didn't do. And it was there in prison that I met my father for the first time. And that relationship that we developed in prison had a tremendous impact on me redeeming and transforming my life as a result of him redeeming and transforming his life. I served 9 years. I've been home 14 years since I've been home. I've graduated from college, written a couple books, produced a film, you know, what we call boots on the ground, you know, doing the work, what we call restoring the neighbor back to the hood, you know, continuing the legacy of the Black Panther Party, of SNCC. Those individuals, the short shoulders that we stand on. Unfortunately, I learned about them in prison, but realizing the struggle continues.
So the struggle that you're talking about, again, for those who, you know, we live in a time where the struggle, as it's been broadly described, is it takes on a lot of different names, descriptions, approaches. As you understand this struggle, what is it that you are in struggle to do, or what is it you're in struggle against, or what would you like to see happen?
I mean, I see the struggle as multi-level, multi-tiered. I don't think it's one or two ways, but ultimately it's rooted in power. I mean, fundamentally, you look at the issues, the challenges, the things that we go through, whether you want to label it being disenfranchised, being oppressed, I mean, which all comes back to being oppressed,
right.
is a lack of power.
The
fact when you look at our forced arrival into America was stripping us of who we are, making us economies to exploitation. It was resulted in them building a power based upon who we are. So that struggle is rooted in self-determination and controlling the resources of our community. I mean, fundamentally, though, at this level, in this juncture of the struggle, it's controlling our communities. It's building, rebuilding what we have started. I think we're behind the eight ball. And without the lack of you know, proper leadership due to COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, created a void in our communities where you got guys who are hijacking history, hijacking phrases, Hollywood type of guys. And our people are so desperate for change or for leadership that anybody that steps up and just sounds good, you know, they're embracing them, and that's very dangerous.
Right. Now, you mentioned a moment ago you've written a number of books. You produced at least one film. And you've been, as you said, boots on the ground work. Tell us a little bit about, I've had a chance to read at least some of two of your books. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what it is that people find in that literature. What is it that you're trying to convey in those books?
I mean, it's the Black experience, but it's a more updated version of the Black experience. It's Malcolm's story. It's Sayika Shakur, the life of an LA gang member. It's Man, Child, in the Promised Land, but it's the '80s version. It's
right,
the coming
right,
in the '70s, right. and we're wondering what happened, and the fact that we stop analyzing our lives, we stop analyzing the circumstances that created the conditions that gave birth to a JoJo that became a gang member as a result of a broken family that produced this broken human being, and where we're taking blame for our own oppression, for our own insanity, and not looking at the larger context. So fortunately for me, sitting down and writing my book, folks may not agree with everything, which they shouldn't. However, it's the honesty jumps off, you know, where you may not live my life. Mm-hmm. However, you familiar with the characters. Mm-hmm. You knew a JoJo. You knew a Ava. You feel what I'm saying? You knew a Big Daddy. And that's the unique thing about the Black experience is that, you know, like you have a story, a different experience than mine, but it's still a form of oppression at some level. And fortunate enough for you, you was able to go the route that you went. But at the end of the day, how do we all get back to where we are? And that's the importance of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that carried us through. And when you look at the story, it helps us realize where we are today. Where in the 80s, I had a family, but it wasn't family structure. There was a community. There wasn't a community structure, and it was fair game. It was the Wild Wild West, and we was out there getting the best way we could. And you know, you throw in drugs and alcohol and money, that becomes self destruction.
Something a lot of people, unfortunately, either have to live through or forced to live through, or certainly something that they hear a lot about in a lot of commercial popular hip hop. And that's something I want to come back to in just a minute here with Yusuf Bunchy Shakur. So don't go anywhere. Much more coming up right here. No Hooks, WEAA 88.9 FM, Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Jared Ball. Back in just a minute. Peace, everybody, if you're willing to fight for it.